Morning. How are you guys doing? All right. Do we remember what happened last week? No? I don't either, really. All right, so let's review it. How had Jacob's family drifted spiritually? That's true. They were worshiping and putting their trust in false gods. Awesome. How did God save them from this? By what? Okay. By calling them back to Bethel to worship. All right. So, this week, we're going to be in Genesis 35, 16 through 21, and 27 through 29. And the questions for this one will be, what happened to Rachel as she was giving birth to her second son? What did Jacob name Rachel's son? Who else died in this passage? All right, so let's read Genesis 35, 16 through 21. Then they journeyed from Bethel, and when they had but a little distance to go to Ephrath, Rachel labored in childbirth, and she had hard labor. Now it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said to her, "Do not fear, you will have this son also." And so it was, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni. But his father called him Benjamin. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath. This is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar on her grave, which is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day. Then Israel journeyed and pitched his tent beyond the Tower of Eder. Now we'll go to 27 through 29. Then Jacob came to his father Isaac at Mamre of Kithron Arab. Thank you. Then that's Hebron. Now I can't speak. Where Abraham and Isaac had dwelt. Now the day of Isaac were 180 years. So Isaac breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people, being old and full of days. And his son Esau and Jacob buried him. So what happened to Rachel as she was giving birth? She died. Yeah. She had a lot of trouble in her childbirth. And back then, they didn't have doctors like they do now. So she passed. What did Jacob name Rachel's son? Benjamin. Okay. He changed his name to Benjamin, which means son of the right hand. This is the only time Jacob named any of his sons. And what Rachel had named Benjamin was Benoni, son of my sorrow. So she was dying, so that was her son of her sorrow. But Israel didn't want that anymore, so he changed the name. Who else died in this passage?
Isaac.
That's correct. All right, so God's blessing does not lead to pain-free life. Rather, it is often from suffering that his blessing flows. So, as Christians, a lot of times people think that we're going to have an awesome, great life, free of any pain, sorrow, we're going to be rich, we're going to have everything we ever wanted, because we're God's children. That is true, but not in this world. When we die, we get to go to heaven. We get to be with Jesus forever. And in that time, there will be no pain, no sorrow. We'll have fun. We'll be next to God. We'll be around him all the time. We will be serving him, and we will be loving it, because that's the way we were designed. After Jacob returned to the promised land, his life was full of death. On his way back to Bethel, Rachel's nurse had died. Jacob was suddenly saddened by this, but he was also to have an even greater sorrow, for after leaving Bethel, the person he loved most would die. Rachel, the apple of Jacob's eye, went into labor with her second son. How excited they were to meet this baby. But the labor did not go as they had hoped, and in the end, Rachel died. Rachel had cried out so many years before, "Give me children or I die." So she had children, and then she died. And now she died from the very gift that she asked for. What deep pain must have filled Jacob's heart? What tears must have filled his eyes as he buried his beloved? Two funerals in the Promised Land in just a few days, but there would be a third. After a time, Jacob's father, Isaac, would take his last breath. Sorrow after sorrow had come to Jacob. Death was everywhere. So Jacob was doing exactly what he was told to do by God. He was actually serving God. He was obeying God and doing all this stuff. And what happened? Life kept going on. Life didn't stop just because of his acceptance of Christ, because he did everything he was told to do. Life just keeps going on. We get our reward when we get to heaven. It is important for us to understand that being blessed by God does not lead to an easy life. Jacob was a believer. By God's grace, he had come to fear the Lord. He worshiped the true God, and he knew his blessing. But God's rich blessing on Jacob did not shield him from pain and sorrow. It did not shield him from death. Rather, God used these difficulties and sorrows to change Jacob and to keep his promise. Though Rachel had died, a 12th son had been born to Jacob. The nation God had promised to make Jacob into was being formed out of sadness. His 12 sons would become the 12 tribes of Israel, the greatest nation through which worldwide blessings would come. But as we will see, it would be through the furnace of sin and suffering that God would continue to bring this about. How was God's promise kept to Jacob in his sorrow? That's correct. And that was the start of a great nation. God gave him the 12 sons through Rachel's death. God gave a 12th son through Rachel's death. The blessing of a great seed would become a great nation and unfold, but not in a way free of pain and death. So we're always going to see the pain and death. We're always going to feel that pain and death until we get to go home. Does God promise Christians a life free of pain and sorrow? No. He does. When we get to heaven. Good answer. You read the book, didn't you? All right. He actually does, but not now. God will one day take away all sin and sorrow, but in this life he does not. As he was with Jacob, however, he promised to be with his people in the midst of their pain and to work out this process for them through it. So even though we aren't going to get rid of the pain, we have a wonderful God that we can take that pain to and give it to him. It's not going to take the pain away, but it's going to lessen that effect of the pain because we're going to rely on him as he designed it. How can we have hope in the face of death? Only through Jesus Christ, because he rose from the dead, we can have hope of life with God after death. Those who trust and follow him receive eternal life. John 3:36 says, "Who believes in the Son has everlasting life. And he who does not believe in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. So, if we believe, God's going to bless us with that everlasting life. We have no pain, no sin, no sorrow. But if we don't, we get the other. We get that wrath heaped upon us, and we get to serve out our eternity with that wrath on us. So, we want to make sure we do our best to please God, to do what he asked, to try to not sin. And if we do sin, turn away from that sin. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for this day. We thank you for your word that it teaches us how we need to be, Father. Father, we thank you for these young people. We ask that you just bless them as they grow and mature in you. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we love you. And it's in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.